So, we left off yesterday. First of all, we saw in the Shita the three basic Shitas. The Ramban, the Rambam, and the Ritva. How do I understand the Machlokes here between the Mishnah Kamim and the Mishnah Basra? Whether the Chivayintzin is Mishas Mishicho or the Chivayintzin is Mishas Miso. So we saw three Shitas. Shitas in Ramban, which is, the most simple Shita, conceptually, is that the machlekes is kipshutai, that according to the Lishnah Kama, when he's in Meshach the para, so he becomes the chiyav is chal then bepayel, he becomes chayav bepayel to give back, I guess, the para oidamel. Ad kadei kach, that if there's a suffix later, it's called and then when he gives it back, it's a ptur. So ad kadei kach, that if there's some kind of suffix, whether there was an oinus in the shayla or whether he gave it back safely. So it's called any day in Paticha. It's not called any day in Mischiyav. It's called any day in Paticha. And the Lishna Basra holds that the Chiyav is not Chal B'Shas Mashiach, but the Chiyav is Chal B'Shas Nisa. That's the Shita of the Ramban in Bamitzia Tzadik Zayin. And again, I'm in Gimel. The other Shita is the Ritva. Second Shita is the Ritva. The Ritva holds that even according to the Lishna Kama, that he's Mischayev Mishas Mashicha, that only means that he's Mischayev Mishas Mashicha if there'll be an oinus retroactively. There'll never be an oinus, and it's not like he has an act. It's not according to Ramban, when he was Meshach the Para, he became the Poyel Chayev to be Mishalem the Para, I think, these are my words, that he became Chayev the Poyel to give back the Para Idamel. It's not Lamafreya. Okay, the giving it back is a Ptur. According to the Ritva, it's not the giving it back is a Ptur. If he gives it back safely and there was no Einus, then there was never a Chiyuv. The Chiyuv of a Chayis is only if there'll be an Einus. The only thing is, the Lishna Kama holds that when there's an Einus, the Chiyuv happens in the Mafreya Mishas Mashiach. If there never be an Einus, then there'll never be a Chiyuv. If he gives back the Pura safe and sound, then there was never a Chiyuv. Not Laba, not Lamafreya. If there'll be an Einus, then Lamafreya is Chayiv to pay Mishas Mashiach. And therefore, in the case where you have a suffix, if there was an oinus, it's called Eidet Dei Mischayavti. Because if there was never an oinus, then he was never Chayav L'mafrei. That was the Shita Seritva. And then the third sheet is the Rambam. The Rambam holds that even according to Lishna Kama, he's only Chayav Mishas Mashicha L'gav Yishib and Nechosim. Because Kesem Mishnah explains, Shimon amplified, Mishas Mashicha, you have the Chayav, so that's the Sivas Achiv. The Sibas Achiv is that he was Makabal Achayis. But the Chiv Bepoel is only when there's an Einus. It's not like a regular Eschayvus. A regular Eschayvus of Adeschal, Vishasa Eschayvus. Eschayvus of Achayis is different. Eschayvus of Achayis is always that the Eschayvus of Achayis, he's Mischayiv now, but the Eschayvus is when there'll be an Einus is going to have to make it good, and therefore the Chiv Bepoel is only Chal Vishasa Einus. And even according to Lishna Kama, therefore, the Chiv really is only later B'Shas Oinus. Now, B'Shiv B'Nechosim, it's enough to be B'Shav B'Nechosim, because Sibas HaChiv is B'Shav B'Nechosim. But the Chiv B'Poyel is later, even according to Lishna Kama, the Chiv B'Poyel is only later on B'Shas Miso. And therefore, the Gabi Kimli B'Drab, and now you look at the Shas Miso, not the Gabi, not the Shas HaMich. Those are the three Shiv. So we left off yesterday with a shtickle of problem. The Ramban, over there, Mabit Siyam and Gimel, raises the question, why is it that a ganav pays kishasa gneva? Kol hagazlonim, the Gemara says, mishalmim kishasa gzela. So if it fluctuated in value, went up in value, the ganav only pays the original value. His chiv is only kishasa gzela. In the case where it was, obviously it's not ben, the thing is nenas. What does a ganav have to pay? Only has to pay kishasa, like the value of the shasa gneva. And by a shayl, the Ramban says, Dova Poshut. I think it's misbar there in the Sugis, so we're not holding the Sugis right now. But the Ramban says it's Dova Poshut. That the Chiyuv is only, that you measure the value of the Chiyuv like the Shasa Oinus. If Shasa Oinus is worth four zuz, and you pay Kishasa Oinus. So yes, the Ramban, so what's the difference? Says the Ramban, the difference is because we hold like the Lishna Basra. We hold like the Lishna Basra, and according to Lishna Basra, the Chiyuv Einsin of a Shoyel is Mishas Ha'Einus, Mishas Miso. Shenkin Aganev, the Chiyuv Einsin of a Ganev is Mishas Agneva. So Mela, that's why you have this difference. The Adam's Chiyuv HaInsan is Mishasa Gneva, so he pays the value of the Gneva. The Chiyuv of HaShoyel is Mishasa Misa, Mishasa Oynes, pays according to the value of the Shasa Oynes. And the Rabban implies that according to Lishna Kama, it would be different. According to Lishna Kama, HaShoyel would also pay a Shasa Mashicha, but the Rabban knows we don't pass him like the Lishna, like the Lishna Kama. We pass him like the Lishna Basra. That's the Ramban. So, I asked a double question. First of all, within the Ramban, if in fact there's this difference between the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Shoyel and the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Ganav, the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Shoyel is only Mishas Misa, like the Lishna Basra. The Chiyuv HaInsan of a Ganav is Mishas HaGneva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it discusses the nature of a Ganav's Chiyuv HaInsan, the Gemara in Beis that we talked about, why is a Ganav Chayav HaInsan? So Rav holds a Ganav's Chayav HaInsan because he's Taka Chaykain of the Be'en. That's a whole different sheet, we don't pass him like Rav. And Rav says, no, it's not because he's Chayav of the Be'en. The reason why a Ganav is Chayav HaInsan is because Midi Davi HaShoyel. So it says Beferish in the Gemara, Kilo Gemara is, the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Ganav, Kilo is problematic to the Gemara. Why should it be Chayav HaInsan? And the Rav's solution is that it's Midi Davi HaShoyel. So if your whole explanation of the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Ganav is that it's Midi Dehavi HaShoyel, so then why should it be different than a Shoyel? If the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Shoyel is Mishas HaInis, so why should the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Ganav be any different? That's the question. That's the question in the Ramban. And then you have the same question in the Rama. Maybe to me it feels even more acute than the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the Chiyuv HaInsan of a Shoyel really, the Rambam passes like Lishna Kama, that a Shoyel is Mischaya Mishas HaMashicha. Nonetheless, even though he's Mischaya Mishas HaMashicha, the Chiyuv HaPoyel, Rabbi Kimmel of Dravine, is only Mishas HaOinus. If he was Mischaya Mishas HaMashicha, so why is the Chiyuv HaPoyel only Mishas HaOinus? How do we understand the Rama? The Rama holds on the one hand like the Lishna Kama, that the Shoyel is Mischayev Mishas HaMashicha. That's when he's being Mischayev. That's the Sibas HaChiyuv. So he's being Mischayev now. You have the Sibas HaChiyuv is ready now. And nonetheless, the Chiyuv HaPoyel is only Bishas Misa. So you saw in the Rama, Kama Halachos. Why is it that way? Chora the Pshat is. What's the Havana? I said a few minutes ago, what's the Havana over here in the Shita Sarama? If he's Mischayev Taka Bishas Mashicha, so why is the Chiyuv HaPoyel later? So Chora the Pshat is. And some of that's the nature of Achrayis. Like I said before, the nature of Achrayis is that even though he's Mekabel Achrayis now, but Achrayis means that if it'll be Nenis later, it'll be Chayev later. So that's the nature of a Chiyuv Achrayis. So why is it different by a Ganav? A Ganav's Chiyuv is Chal right away Bishas Egneva. Rabbi Lamashle, a Ganav, even Rabbi Kimeli, the Rabbi Ne, the Chiyuv is Chal. By a Ganav, the Chiyuv HaPoyel is Chal Bishas Egneva. Because first of all, I see it from the Yukra Vazula issue, but besides that, I see it even from Kimeli Drabine. By a Ganav, when is the critical moment for Kimeli Drabine? Bishas Hagneva or Bishas Misa? Do I care if he stole it on Shabbos or if he was Tadechit on Shabbos? He stole it on Shabbos, if it was Perish in the Sugya before. So by a Ganav, you see the Chiyuv HaPoyel is Chal Bishas Hagneva. So why? The Chiyuv of a Ganav is also a Chiyuv Achrayis. So if the nature of a Chiyuv Achrayis is that he's Mekabel Achrayis, but when does the Achrayis, what does it mean to be a Mekabel Achrayis? That when there'll be an Oynes, he'll be Chayiv? So by a Ganav, it's also a Chiyuv Achrayis, and the nature of Achrayis, that's what Achrayis means, and that's what should mean by a Ganav too. Why should Achrayis mean something different by a Ganav than it means by a Shoyel? Elamai, maybe you'll tell me that the Chiyuv of a Ganav is not a Chiyuv Achrayis. Maybe the Chiyuv of a Ganav is an absolute Chiyuv Tashlumen. It's not a Chiyuv, in his nature it's not a Chiyuv Achrayis at all. A Shoyel is a Chiyuv Achrayis. Maybe a Ganav, if it'll be an Enes, it'll be Chayiv then. Maybe a Ganav's Chiyuv is an absolute Chiyuv Tashlumen. Oyhu Oydomov. And then it's for sure Shvefin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says Beferis that it's Midi Davi HaShoyel. That the Chiyuv Shoyenis of a Ganav is Midi Davi HaShoyel. Those are the questions that we had yesterday. So the emphasis, I think the clue is in the Ramban himself. Because the Ramban, we've really been oversimplifying the Ramban over there in Daf Mem Gimel, when he explains the difference between the Ganav and the Shoyel. Daf Mem Gimel an hour. V'yesh leimah. Pick it up from there. V'yesh leimah. Yes, what's the difference between a ganav and a shayl? Why is it that a ganav only pays one zuz, like the shasa gneva? The chilainson should be kishasa einus, like by a shayl. Says the Ramban, V'yesh leimah. The shiny shayl. Dimishas mishicha mechayev mizonesel, v'le mechayev ba'einzin ad shashvur meso. That's Agamar. Even though he's chayev mizonis mishas mishicha, but the chiv ba'einzin is only mishas miso. But then he adds, u'bishusid emorihi l'mechira b'chaluk b'kalvachayim l'hekter. A she'ela p'kodin, it's in the rishus of the bialim l'in hekter, the bialim can be makdash the chayfetz even when it's sitting by the shomer. He could sell the chayfetz even when it's sitting by the shomer. It's considered to be in the rishus of the bialim, because the rishus of the shomer is, since he's watching it for the bialim, it's considered to be the rishus of the bialim. Aval gzeila, kevin de mishas meshicha mechayev b'yinsel. The chiv of a gazlan is mishas meshicha. V'nafki minei mishus bialim lehekdash, and gzeila when it's sitting by the bialim. Is not when it's sitting by the ganav, rather is yotzer mishus ha'bailam. The bailam can't be makdash it anymore. Lo mechayvin alei b'einseh elo mishas meshicha. The chiv einsin is mishas meshicha. The gzeila kishas shvur meisur b'sheilu. Ahi shayt the chayil alei chiv, because the shas gzeila is like the shas shvur meisur. The Ramban seems to have mixed together here two svaras. Hard to understand what's the relationship between them. The Ramban really says two chilukim between sheila and ganav. Is one chiluk between Sheila and Gneva that the chi of Sheila is Bishas Ainus, like Agamar, Mishnah Basra and Agamar. And the chi of Gneva is Mishas Gneva. Then he also adds over here that the chi of that by Sheila it's Bishus HaBailim LaHagdisho LaMecha. And by a Gzela it's Yotzer Mishus HaBailim LaMecha in Hegeshin Mechira. So what's this tzirif of timing? And Machal, what's the relevance of whether it's Bishusa, whether the Bialim could be Makdashit or can't be Makdashit? How did that become a Nidin over here in the Ramban? Like, what does that even mean? Why is that a factor in when the Chi of Einsin is Chal? Interestingly, the Ritva here in the same place, in Nachman Gimel, the Ritva, he also asked the same question as the Ramban. Why is it that a Gana pays Kishas Agnev and a Shoyal pays Kishas Einis? And he only says the difference that a shoyl it's b'shusa demori l'mechira lehekdash, and by a ganav it's not b'shusa demori l'mechira lehekdash. And he doesn't mention anything about the lishnakam and lishnabaser at all. Really, I think he's lishitosai. The Ramban says it builds on the lishnabaser because the Ramban holds we pass them like the lishnabaser. The Ramban by any day in this chayafti. The Ritva holds that there's no raya for any day in this chayafti. The Ritva holds that there's no preference made. We do pass them like the lishnakam. So the Ramban holds inside of Zion of Amitzia that we pass like the Lishna Basra, because the Gemara that says that if you don't know if there was a Einis B'shas Sheila B'shas Sfiros, so you're Potter, and it's considered to be any day in Nischayati, not any day in Paticha, the Ramban said that's like the Lishna Basra, not like the Lishna Kama, and therefore we pass like the Lishna Basra. So Ramban holds we pass like the Lishna Basra, so he uses the Lishna Basra to explain over here in Daphim Gimel as well the difference between a Ganav and a Shoyal. The Ritva says that from any day in Nischayati there's no Raya, it could go like the Lishna Kama, because the Chiv is Lamafreya, so as we talked about before. So according to the ritual, there's no raya. Maybe we pass in like Lishna Kama. How do you know you pass in Mechates? We pass in like Lishna Basra more than Lishna Kama. So maybe the ritual over here, when he wants to explain the difference between a ganav and a shoyal, he doesn't invoke the Lishna Basra because he doesn't want to tie himself to the Lishna Basra. Just a stam achiluk that a ganav is b'shusa yotzer b'shusa l'ngneva l'nyan hektash mechira, and a shoyal is not yotzer b'shusa l'nyan hektash mechira. That's the only distinction that he gives. But what does it mean? What does it mean? So what is the distinction mean altogether? And the Ramban it's mashma that is somehow this gets mixed together with the chiluk with the idea of the lishna basra that the chiv is b'shas oynis and not b'shas meshicha. The Ramban doesn't say like two answers. It's like one thing. By a shoyel b'shas meshicha mischayv and semisev lemechayv oynis and b'shas shvur meisu ubeshusa demor hilu mechira v'kal v'chaim lehektish. Aval gzei lekayv and b'shas meshicha mechayv v'insel v'nafkan amim shesvayim lehektish. Two things. Mishas Meshicha Mizchayev Leinseil V'nafganami Mishisvaylam Lehektish. So therefore the Chiv is only Mishas Meshicha, because the Shas Meshicha becomes like the Shas Misa. Very cryptic, this Ramban. Yes, what does it mean to you? What do you think it might mean? I'm so there, man.
Well,
So I think what it means is like this. I had some fancier thoughts first, but I think this is the Pashat Pesach. The nature of a Chiyuv Einson, according to the Lishna Basra, is that even though he was B'shas Meshichah is Chayav Mizoinus, his various his Chayvius of the Shela, he's Mekabel B'shas Meshichah. Mizoinus is Mekabel B'shas Meshichah. But Einson is, but the Achrayus of Einson is different. Even though he's Mekabel the Achrayus of the Einson B'shas Meshichah, but the nature of a Chiyuv Einus is that the Chiyuv Einus is Chal B'shas when it's called upon. That's the nature of a guarantee. Lishna Kama holds that the way. Lishna Kama holds the guarantee is he's going to give it. He's mischayev absolutely to give it back. But the Lishna Basra holds that the nature of a Chiyuv Einus is that it's that even though he's making the he's saying this chayvus, he's accepting this chayvus b'shasa hamashicha. But since the chayvus over here is achrayus, the definition of achrayus is that it's his chayvus that's going to be chal b'shas. Until you need the guarantee is not then it's not chal on you the chiyuv of the guarantee. That's what it means to give a guarantee to give a chiyuv achayis. But it's going to be chal b'shas ha'ainus. Until you need it, it's not chal. Says the Ramban. Therefore, by a shayl, the chiyuv achayis is not relevant to l'shas ha'ainus. You don't need. The shayl is not called upon to make good his chayvus of achrayus until the shas einus, until the shas enisa. So that's when the chayv is chal. A ganav is different. A ganav, because it's yotzer mishus avaylam already by the gneva. So part of the achrayus is to restore it to the mishus avaylam. That's also part of the chayv achrayus of a ganav. The chiyuv achrayus of a ganav is to, if it breaks, he'll pay the damim to the bailam. But even if it doesn't break, even if it's still be'en, a ganav, the chiyuv achrayus of a ganav also includes, right now it's yotzer mishus habailam. The bailam need to get it back. Part of the chiyuv, part of the ganav is a chiyuv, heishav esegzeil, he has to restore it to the bailam. That chiyuv to restore it to the mishus of the bailam is also kind of achrayus. So thereby a ganav, the ganav immediately by the shas egnev already is called upon to make good his achrayus. It's different than a shoyl. A shoyl, Kol Zman is fulfilling the terms of the shayla. It was never yotzer mishus habayim, so his achrayus is not relevant. What's to be mekabel achrayus? It's by the mishus habayim right now. So his chiyuv achrayus, you know, the bayim keeps it in his pocket, but he's not called upon. It hasn't been activated yet. It only gets activated when misa happens. That's when he's called upon to. That's when the achrayus becomes relevant. So that's when the achrayus. That's when the chiyuv is chal. That's when the shas achiyuv is. But by a ganav, the chiyuv achrayus is already relevant immediately b'shas agneva, because immediately b'shas agneva, to a certain extent, the bialim lost it. They can't be makdish it. They can't sell it. The bialim, their bialim they lost some of their bialis in the gneva, and the ganav has the responsibility to restore that to the bialim. Well, that's part of the chiyuv achrayus. That's not the totality, maybe not the totality of the Chiyuv Achrayus, but that's certainly part of the Chiyuv Achrayus. So the Chiyuv Achrayus has begun to go into effect. So then the Chiyuv Achrayus is chal right away. That's a tzir from the Ramban. So the Ramban is really explaining how come by the Ramban said a chiluk that by a shoyel the Chiyuv Achrayus is b'shas miso, because Mishnah Basar Agamar, and by a ganav the Chiyuv Achrayus is b'shas gneva. Then we should ask, Hagufa, why is that so? The same way the Lishna Basra holds that the Chiyuv Einson is Chal B'Shas Miso, so why do you say the same thing by a Ganav? So the Ramban can't just say that the whole Chiluk is that by a Shoyel we hold like the Lishna Basra the Chiyuv is B'Shas Miso, and by a Ganav the Chiyuv is B'Shas Meshicha. Hagufa Taima Boy, why is that? According to the Lishna Basra, the Chiyuv Achrayis is Chal B'Shas Miso, so by a Ganav also the Chiyuv Achrayis should be Chal B'Shas Miso. So the Ramban has to add, no, it's not the same. The reason why the Lishna Basra holds the Chiyuv Achrayus is Chal B'Shas Miso is because that's when the Chiyuv Achrayus gets activated. Until then, the Chiyuv Achrayus is not. There's a Chiyuv Achrayus in theory if it'll ever need it, but the mice of the Bayon don't. It's not being invoked. It first gets invoked by the Shas Misut, so that's when it's chal. Masha'enki by a ganav, the chiv achrayis is chal right away, because it's invoked right away, because the bailam, the ganav achrayis inclusively has to restore the gneva to the bailam. So you need both things. If we would hold like the Lishna Kama, so then even by a shoyel, the chiv achrayis would be Mishas Mashiach. So we wouldn't get off the ground. If the whole word for Lishna Kama is that even by a shoyel, where the chiyav achrayis is not going to be invoked till the oynis, but nonetheless it's chal right away. Immediately, b'shas ha'sheilu, he's mischayev that he has to give back. So then we haven't. Then there's no mokum lechalik between a sheilu and a ganav. Both chiyuv and machal b'shas ha'mashicha. So he has to say no. We pass him like the lishna basra that by a sheilu chiyav achrayis is chal b'shas ha'oynis. But he can't just stop there and say, oh, we pass like the Lishna Bastard, the Chiyav Achayis is Chal B'Shas Oynis. Because you haven't explained to me why it's any different than by a Ganav. Maybe by a Ganav also the Chiyav Achayis is Chal B'Shas Oynis. After all, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that it's Midi Da'avi HaShoyel, the Chiyav Achayis of a Ganav is the same as the Chiyav Achayis of a Shoyel. So according to the Lishna Bastard, the Chiyav Achayis of a Shoyel is B'Shas Miso, the Chiyav Achayis of a Ganav shouldn't be any different. So the Ban has to be Maisif. That it's the two things go together. A, we hold like the Lishna Bastard, the Chiyav Achayis is only Chal when it's needed. And B, therefore, there's a chiluk between a shoyel and a ganav. When is the chiyav achrayis needed? By a shoyel, the chiyav achrayis is not needed till the shasa oynis. So that's when it's chalak, the lishna basra. But by a ganav, the chiyav achrayis is needed right away, because right away he has an achrayis to give back the gneva. So therefore, by a ganav. So therefore, by a ganav, even the lishna basra will agree that the chiyav achrayis is chal v'shasa gneva, because the shasa by a ganav, the shasa gneva is the shasa miso. But what's the significance of the Shasa Misa? That's when we need him to make good as Achrayas. By a Ganav, immediately he has to make good as Achrayas. So by a Ganav, the Shasa Gneva is the Shasa Misa. As far as this issue of when his Chayas is Chal is concerned. And that's the seam of the Ramban. He says that by a Gzela, he pays Kishas Mashicha, the Gzela Kishashvur Mesa, the Shela. That he shai Chayalachiyuv. The shas agzela of a ganav is like the shas shvur mesa of a shoyel. That's mamish what he say, because they have in common that's the moment when he has to make good as achrayis, when he's called upon to make good as achrayis. Let's think about it in a minute. I'm not sure. We'll think about it in a second. Let's just sort of finish the thought and then we'll come back to asking a good question. So that's the Ramban. The Ritva says the same teret, but the Ritva doesn't even have to come out to the Lishna Kama, to the Lishna Basra, because the Ritva holds that even if you the Lishna Kama, the Chiyuv is Mishas Mashicha, that just means it's L'mafreya Mishas Mashicha. But it only becomes L'mafreya Mishas Mashicha when the Oynis happens. When the Oynis happens, then he's chayav l'mafreya mishas mashicha. That's how the Ritva learns the Lishna Kama. Ritva's out of Zion. So the Fila Ritva, even in Lishna Kama, you can say this chiluk. The Ramban commits it to the Lishna Basra. In the Ritva, you have the same chiluk in the Lishna Kama. By a shoyl, he pays like the value of the Shasa Oynis. Even according to Lishna Kama, the Ritva holds, he pays like the value of the Shasa Oynis. Because even though the chiv is chal b'shas mashicha, but it's only chal b'shas mashicha when there'll be a hefsed. When there'll be an oynis and there'll be a hefsed, then l'mafreya he's chayev and that hefsed mishas mashicha. To make good that hefsed mishas mashicha. The hefsed therefore is measured, even according to Lishna Kama, the hefsed is measured like with the value of the shas ashur, with the value of the shas ashira. So according to the Ritva, the chiyav is b'shas mashicha. But what's the chiyav b'shas mashicha? When there's an oynis, l'mafreya is chayev mishas mashicha. So when there's an oynis and the hefsed happens, So he becomes then chayev l'mafreya b'shasa mashicha. So how much is he chayev? Well, how much was the hefsed? the hefsid was what the hefsid was b'shasa shvira. When there's a shvira and there's a hefsid of dalad zuz, then he becomes chayiv l'mafreyin in b'shasa mashicha in dalad zuz. So the Ritz holds that even according to the Kama, a shoyel pays like the value of the shasa einus, because even though the chiyuv is b'shasa mashicha, but it's only b'shasa l'mashicha l'mafreya from the shasa hefsid. In other words, the Ritva holds what the Ramban holds in the Lishna Bastra, the Ritva already holds in a certain sense in the Lishna Kama already. That the Chiyuv is B'shas HaMiso, because that's when it gets activated, that's when it's called upon to make good as Zacharias. But the Ritva has this extra knech that according to the Lishna Kama, it goes back to Mafrei and B'shas HaMashiach. But so therefore the Ritva holds that even in the Lishna Kama you only have to, you pay Dalzuz, you pay the value of the Shas HaOinus. Because the chiyuv gets activated b'shasa oinus, then it goes back l'mafreya b'shasa mashicha. And again, the same says the Ritva, the same distinction. That's true by a shoyel with a chiyuv achrayis only gets activated by b'shasa oinus. That's when he's called upon. That's when the hefsed happens. That's when he's called upon to make good the achrayis. Therefore, that's when we measure the value of the chayfetz. And then the Ritva has this extra case that even the lishna kama, the lishna kama is only moisif that it goes back l'mafreya b'shasa mashicha. But by a ganav, immediately by the gnev, he's called upon to make good the achrayis. He was moisif mishusabayim. His achrayis is to restore to the shusabayim. So the achrayis kicks in right away. If the achrayis kicks in right away, then it's chalin in the chiv achrayis immediately. Then the chiv achrayis is kishasa gnev. So maybe we can say the same thing in the Rambam. The Rambam holds, we'll say the same distinction. The Rambam shita is, the Rambam passes like Lishna Kamo, that the chiv is mishas mashicha. But the Rambam holds that even though the chiv is mishas mashicha, that's only the sivas achiv. But the chiv bepoil is chal b'shas oins. That's the shita of the Rambam. And therefore, even though the Rambam passes like the Lishna Kamo Rova, that the achrayis is mishas mashicha, but the chiv bepoil is chal b'shas oins. And the shas oinus is, and therefore, Kimel Rabbanei is totally in shas oinus, and the value is totally in shas oinus, and so on. Again, we'll say the same thing. That's true by a shoyel, where he's not called upon to make good the achrayis until the shas oinus. So that's when the chiv bepoil is chal. The shas mashiach is only the sibas achiv. The chiv bepoil is b'shas oinus. By a ganav, fundamentally, a ganav is the same thing. He's mekabel achrayis b'shas mashiach, and the achrayis is chal when he's called upon to make good the achrayis. The difference is that by a ganav he's called upon to make good the achrayis right away because it's yotzer mishus avayim and he has to put it back into the mishus avayim and that's part of his achrayis. So by a ganav the chiyuv achrayis is chal immediately. So both according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is not sure. What was the kashya in the first place? The kashya in the first place was that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the chiyuv achrayis of a ganav is midi d'avi ha-shoyel. And the question was, but you see that a ganav is not like a shoyel. A shoyel is chayiv mishas misa, and a ganav is chayiv. Basically, that's the bedrock question. A shoyel is chayiv mishas misa, according to the Lishna Basra. According to the Rambam, even Lishna Kama, the chiyuv poel is only mishas misa, and a ganav is chayiv mishas gneivah. Even the chiyuv poel is chayiv mishas gneivah. So the ganav is not different than a shoyel. Must be a different kind of chiyuv. So it's not needed to have a shoyel. And the chiyuv of a ganav is not a chiyuv achrayis. It's a different nature of chiyuv. But the Gemara says beferes that it's needed to have a shoyel. A ganav is mamish midi d'avi ha-shoyel. There's no difference fundamentally between the chiyuv achrayis of a ganav and the chiyuv achrayis of a shoyel. It's exactly the same. V'shas mashicha he's mischayiv in the v'shas mashicha he commits himself to the achrayis, but the chiyuv achrayis is chal b'poyel when it's called upon to be used. That's exactly the same by a ganav and a shoyel. So it's mamish midi d'avi ha-shoyel. This nature of the chiyuv achrayis is the same by both. The difference is when is he called upon to use the achrayis. By a shoyel, calls man it didn't die. He calls man it safely by the shoyel. So then he's not called upon. So then the shasa misa hasn't the shasa the moment of making good the guarantee hasn't yet arrived. So the chiv is not chal. The chiv achayis isn't chal. By a ganav, it's the same exact nature of a chiv achayis. The chiv achayis is that right away that he's mischayim, that when he'll be called upon to make good the achrayis, that's when the chiv achrayis will be chal. The only difference is that by a ganav, he's called upon to make good the achrayis right away, because right away there's something that the bialim was nifsa. The bialim was nifsa, the ability to that it was yotzer mishusay. He can't be makdashit. He can't sell it. The bialim already lost some of their bialim, and that's what you have to restore to the bialim. So the chiv achrayis kicked in right away. It's still midi d'avi ha-shoyel. Marz and Edna's just saying fundamentally the nature of the chiv achrayis by a ganav is exactly the same as the nature of the chiv achrayis by a shoyel. Hagol be'atzmecha. You have two shoyelim. One the einus was after a month, and the other fellow the einus was after 2 months. So you tell me it's a different chiv achrayis. It's the exact same chiv achrayis, but here it took a month for it to be called for it to be to come due, and here it took 2 months for the achrayis to come due. By a ganav, it's the exact same chiv achrayis, except that it comes due right away. but it still needed to have Yashayah. Yeah, now Yitzchak is raising a different question. It's really not really questioning what I'm saying. It's a question be'etzim. The Gemara is mashmin Sanhedrin that the chiyuv of einsin of a ganav is midi d'havi yashoyel, which chara means that it's a chiyuv achrayis. The chiyuv of a shoyel is a chiyuv achrayis. You see in that Gemara, it's a chiyuv achrayis. What do I mean by chiyuv achrayis? Chiyuv achrayis means, maybe at the very beginning should have established this. What do we mean when we talk about chiyuv achrayis? Chiyuv achrayis means in contrast to, you could have we could conceive, let's say ganav, let's talk about a ganav. A ganav is chayev and tashlumen. If the chayfetz spent, he has to give back the chayfetz. If the chayfetz is nenas, then he has to pay. So we could conceive of that chiyuv to pay in two ways. We could conceive that the reason why he has to pay for the ganav, if it's not here, is because the ganav, because he stole it. And the gneiv is direct mechayiv and tashlum. Same way mazik. You mazik something, you have to pay for it. So if you steal something, you have to pay for it. So if it's here, you give it back. But if it's not here, you have to pay for it by dint of the fact that you stole it. That's the chayiv poshut havanin. And I don't understand the chayiv tashlum of a ganav. In other words, the mechayiv tashlum of a ganav, since he stole it, the same way if he was mazik, if he would break it, he would have to pay to he would have to pay for what he broke. So if he steals it, so he has to pay for what he stole. And if it's not here, if it's here, you can pay for it in the way by giving it back. That's even better than paying for it. But if it's not here, he has to pay for it because he stole it. Achrayis means something else. Achrayis means shayel borrow something, or shaymer borrow something. He has an achrayis to take care of it. And if something happens to it, then he's chayiv in the chiyuv achrayis comes from, let's say by shayel by einus. The shayel is a chiyuv achrayis by einus. So what does that mean? That means he was makabel achrayis for the chayfetz. He was makabel, he guaranteed the safety of the chayfetz. And therefore, if the chayfetz is nenas, the onus is mechayivim to pay. The fact that it was nenas, since he guaranteed that it'll make good that onus, so the onus is mechayivim to pay. The kabbalah's achrayis and the onus is makabelim to pay. Is mechayivim to pay. Alright, according to the Lishna Basra, when is the chiyuv chal? Chiyuv is chal b'shas onus. Even according to Lishna Kama, the Rambam holds that it's only the Sibas Achiv, the Ischaivus was B'Shasa Mashiach, but the Chiv B'Payel was when it was Nenas. Because it's the Onus that causes him, it's the Onus, he has to pay for the Onus. Because he gave this guarantee, so he has to pay to rectify the Onus. So now, by a Ganav, Yesh Lachar, what's the nature of a Chiv of a Ganav? A Chiv of a Ganav, you could hear two ways. You could hear that the reason why a Ganav has to pay is because since he stole it, so he has to pay for what he stole. Basic mechayev is the stealing itself. He stole it. You have to, like, if he broke it, he would have to pay. If he stole it, he has to pay. If he gives it back, so he doesn't have to pay because he's giving it back, that's even better. But if he can't give it back, bad. If he can't give it back in my shoe because it was struck by lightning or something, so he has to pay. The reason why he has to pay is not because he guaranteed the safety of the gneva. The reason why he has to pay is because he's like a mazik. He's a ganav. A ganav from the obvious nazikin. He paid. He stole it. He has to pay for stealing it. That would not be called the chiyuv achrayis. His chiyuv to pay is not because he was mekabel achrayis for the gneva. He guaranteed the safety of the gneva. Nothing to do with guaranteeing the safety of the gneva. Even if he never guaranteed the safety of the gneva, he has to pay for the gneva because he stole the gneva, and therefore he has a chiyuv tashlum. The other way to learn is that it's not the way. The chiyuv of a ganav fundamentally is chayiv and hashavas habe'en. The only thing is that a ganav, besides being chayiv and hashavas habe'en, also takes responsibility for the safety of the ganav. And therefore, if the ganav is nenas, so he then has to, then the fact that it was nenas now is mechayivim, because he guaranteed the safety of the ganav. So now he's paying not because, basically he's paying not because of the original ma'aseh ganav, like as if he was like the Torah said mazik. He's paying because he guaranteed the safety of the ganav. And therefore, if anything happens to the Gneva, his achrayis is mechayiv that he has to make that good. Those are two alternative ways to understand. It's a fundamental chakira. This really should have come at the beginning. This is a fundamental chakira, how to understand the nature of a chiyuv gneva. So Chori in the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the latter theory is correct. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the chiyuv of a ganav is midi d'havi ashoel. And by ashoel for sure it's a chiyuv achrayis. There's no way to understand the Lishna Basra in Agamar without saying that it's a chiyuv achrayis. By shoyel the mechayiv is the shas hamisa, not the shas hamashicha. By kimli d'rabbanei l'mashul, by let's say when they're in the world of the Rambam, the gabi kimli d'rabbanei. When's the kimli d'rabbanei of a shoyl? B'shasa ha-she'elu or b'shasa tficha? B'shasa tficha, because that's the moment that he becomes chayiv. It's a chiyuv achrayus that kicks in b'shasa tficha. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the chiyuv of a ganav is midi d'avei shoyl. And Rashi has a whole theory to explain it because kol ano shaloi. You see, that's very merged very clearly in that Rashi. That's the point of the Rashi. By a mazik, why does a mazik have to pay? Because kol ano shaloi. But I know. Mazik has to pay because he's a mazik. A ganav, it says in that Rashi. Rashi is explaining the Gemara. The chiyuv of a ganav is not because he's like the chiyuv of a mazik. The chiyuv of a ganav is the chiyuv of a ganav mitzad the gnev itself is to give back the gnev. But since it's kol ano shaloi, so mimela now he has just like the shoyl has a chrayis for the chayfetz. Because kol ano shaloi, the Torah was matalim and achiva achrayis of einsin. So by a ganav also, the Torah was matalim because it's kol ano shaloi. There was matalim achiva achrayis of einsin. So now if it's nenis, why does he have to pay? Not because of the original ma'asik neivah. He has to pay because he was makabel achrayis on the einsin. By stealing it, he was maybe makabel is the wrong word, but they're imposing him achiva achrayis for the einsin. L'chor, that's what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That's the chiddush talking the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The chiyuv of a ganav is midi d'havei shoyl. It's a shoyl de kechiv, not a mazik de kechiv. And l'chari, that's not what it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I mean, in Rashi makes it very explicit. But even without the Rashi, that's l'chari what the words mean, midi d'havei shoyl. Yeah, so Yitzchak is asking me, we know the Rambam shita is that a ganav is not loike because it's a lav anitin l'tashlom. The Rambam says, if you give back the chayfetz, if the chayfetz is banned, it's a lav anitin l'tashlom. And even if the chayfetz is not banned, but it's lav anitin l'tashlom. In that Rambam it says that the chiyuv tashlumin of a ganav is a direct remedy for the leisigzel. It's the leisigzel that's mechayiv in tashlumin. I feel the Gemara Sanhedrin is not really the leisigzel that's mechayiv in tashlumin. What's mechayiv in tashlumin is the achrayas for the gnevel that the Torah imposed on it. So it's not really direct. It's not the ma'asik zel that's mechayiv. Why is that called a lav anitik l'tashlumin? Yeah, the aura is a good aura. I'm stumbling at it. We'll have to say that since that achrayis at the end of the day comes from the, it's one of the consequences of leisig. So where did that achrayis come from? He didn't ask. He didn't accept. He didn't, you know, he doesn't want the achrayis. So where did that achrayis come from? The Torah imposed on him. Because he was over leisigzel, it's a consequence of leisigzel. The Torah imposed on ayachiv hashava, and okay, hashava is if the thing is banned, and even if the thing is not banned, the Torah imposed on him. But he has to be makabel achrayis for the gzela. But to be makabel achrayis for the gzela is a consequence of the leisigzel. It's one of his penalties for the leisigzel. Is now he has a achrayis for the gzela. So that maybe is enough to call it a lav anitin l'tashlumin, since that achrayis comes from the violating the leisigzel. So that's enough to make it lav anitik l'tashlumin. Yes, maybe it's not like the, you know, in a subtle way, maybe it's not like the Rashi of kol ano shaloi. Rashi says the reason why the ganav is the Torah is matl on the ganav achiyav achrayis is because kol ano shaloi. That's nothing to do with his avera. It's the fact that he's like going from a shoyl. A shoyl uses the chayfet, and the ganav uses the chayfet, so he's like a shoyl. In the Rambam, you see that the chiyuv achrayis is a consequence of the leisigzel. I think that's maybe a different nuance than Rashi. But nonetheless, it's a chiyuv achrayis. That's still, you see in the Gemara, midi d'havei shoyl means it's a chiyuv achrayis. Yeah, it's a chiyuv achrayis that comes from the leisigzel. That's enough to make it into a lav anitik l'tashlumin.
Even in Rashi, didn't we really explain there's a chiyuv tashlumin independent of the chiyuv once and also? And that therefore, when you're
in Rashi, we said there's a chiyuv.
Meaning, in Rashi, we said that when you break it later, you're not really a mazik because you already owed money beforehand. But if you already owed money beforehand, so isn't that the same chiyuv inherent chiyuv tashlumin?
Rashi says that if you above machteres, you know, we're saying like this by, we were explaining the Rashi. Rashi holds it by above machteres. If it's even according to Rabbi, you have to give it back. But if you break it later and chutz l'machteres, you're potter from paying. So why are you potter from paying? You have to give it back. You're a mazik. So I wanted to say that since you already have a chiyuv to pay for the, since Bitar is gone, if you already have a chiyuv to pay for the, to pay for the chayfets, so we can't be mechayiv now again Bitar is mazik because you're not really being master of anything. That's still good, but we'll translate it into the terms of a chayes. Since he already has a chiyuv achrayes mikleich the gneva, and if he already has to pay mikleich his achrayes for the gneva, even if we'll be hit by lightning, we'd have to pay. So we can't be mechayiv him again for the ma'isa mazik of breaking it, because he's already chayiv mitzad the achrayes ha'insim. So he's not being mafsid him anything. That could just be translated into this. Okay, we'll stop here. What I want to do next is I want to do the Rashba and Rava. The Rashba is a long Rashba. I'd like to go through some of the Rashba. I don't know how much inside, outside. And basically, the Rashba brings, I don't know how it is in the new Rashbas. Just to warn you, the Rashba quotes a Ravid twice. The beginning of the Rashba and at the end of the Rashba, it's not the same Ravid. The Ravid at the beginning is the Ravid. And the Ravid at the end is the Rav Av Beistin, who was the father of the Ravid, the Bala Eshka. So probably in the scientific Rashbas it's fixed up. But anyway, that's what I want to talk about. The Rashba and the Sheet of the Rav Av Beistin. I alluded to it at the beginning when Rava said that V'nichle Mavim Parashula Mishtam Shiva Kol Yimei Shelosa Mesa Ein Chayovim Ba'insel. So the Rashba learns, most Rishonim learn, Rashi L'Chayim Mashba, that it's one case. They're Mishtam Shiva, but even though they're Mishtam Shiva, they're not Chayovim Ba'insel. And the Rav Av Beistin says it's two different cases. They're Mishtam Shiva Kol Yimei Shelosa, but then the Chayovim Ba'insel. But if they were not mishtamish with it, they just left it sitting around, so then they're part of Meinzen. But the minute they're mishtamish, they become chayv Meinzen. The Rashba has a bunch of kashas in that. I want to talk through the Rashba a little bit. I'm not quite sure yet exactly what I'm going to say, but I do want to talk about the Rashba.